down to the edge of the branch and then cut one in and push all that stuff out, all what the hogs eat out. And you go to washing them insoles. And you get them all out, you turn them wrong side out and you wash them three or four times. And it used to, back in olden days, you soak them for 7 days before you eat them. And then you parboil them and cook them. And they're good for people that like chicken.
Why did they keep them 7 days?
Well, that was old time ways, but now you don't just soak them overnight. Now they learn, longer you soak them, the stronger they were. Back 50 years ago, that was the rule, they had to soak them 7-8 days.
What is parboiling?
Huh? Parboiling. That is to get anything good and tender before you put it in the stove to roast or fry. That's to cook it and get it good and done.
Okay, what did they used to call bathrooms that were outside?
Toilets.
Well, is there another name for the house?
Outside houses.
Can you tell me about old barns?
Old barns is a big building which the farmers stored all the corn and the hay up in the loft. They put the hay in and they had cribs in the barn that they shucked the corn and put it in the cribs for the stock that went up, for the cows and horses to feed on during the winter.
What about, was there any place that they could store their grain?
Well, that's what I'm talking about, the barn.
What would a big pile of hay be called?
Haystack.
What about, what usually crows on a farm?
Crows? A rooster. They break.
Okay. Where do people usually keep their horses?
In the barns at night. Stables.
Can you tell me anything about like milking a cow?
Yeah, you just feed the cow, give a cow about a gallon of feed and get you a footstool and get you a bucket and sit down behind them, beside the hind, two hind legs. And you kind of wet them long tits the cow has and you go to pull it and you milk it from them.
Do you know anything about hogs, raising hogs?
Yeah. You have to slop them twice a day. Give them all your dishwater and bread scraps and all your food from your table and corn. Whenever you get ready to fatten them, you feed them a lot of corn and stuff, get them good and fat, ready to kill them.
Can you tell me how to make butter?
Well, you milk every morning. You put your, strain your milk up in a churn. You keep it cool till that night. And that night, milk, and you strain your night's milk in with the morning's milk, and if it's in the summertime, you set that on portion by next morning, it'll be clabbered, and then you just put your dash and all in there and churn it, and that makes butter.
Okay, where is a big place that a lot of cows are usually kept?
A pasture.
Okay, what about a place where they milk a lot of cows and make the milk ready to other people?
A dairy barn.
Okay, can you tell me anything about picking cotton?
Yeah, cotton goes about waist high, and in fall of the year it goes to opening, the burrs begins to open. You have to get you a picking sack and put across your shoulder, get down there and pick that cotton out of them burrs, row by row.
How much cotton could people usually pick in a day?
Around 400 and 500 pounds, a good cotton picker.
Did they get paid much money for it?
They used to get, I think, 50 cents a hundred, but now they get good money.
What about in old-timey houses? Yard, what was that like around the houses out in the country?
Well, it was pretty rough and rocky, and you'd go to the woods and get your brush called a certain kind. You made brush brooms out of it. And you swept the yards with brush brooms.